Hurry into Ram Power Days and experience the raw power of the Ram 3500. With available best-in-class torque and towing among 350 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Strap yourself in for one powerful ride in the Ram TRX. With the most horsepower of any gas pickup ever built. Or the Ram 1500, awarded number one in driver appeal among light-duty pickups by J.D. Power 3 years in a row. Hurry into Ram Power Days going on now. For J.D. Power 2022 U.S. award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Extraordinary guest today. You've probably heard his name. You've probably seen his film called Enemies Within. That was a few years ago. His name is Trevor Loudon. His website is trevorloudon.com. And he's also got a book about the security risks of senators. Part one is out. Part two is coming out this week. And Trevor Loudon is an expert on exposing the Marxist and communist backgrounds of church leaders, members of the Senate, members of Congress, and other so-called leaders who are driving us into the collapse of the United States as we know it. Mr. Trevor Loudon, it's an honor to have you on. I'm a fan of your work. Thank you for joining us.
Well, likewise, Mike. It's an honor to be on with you, too. I know the great work you've been doing.
Well, we're all doing our part, but you are doing more parts than most, I think. Now, let's just start with the big bombshell here. We're about to go into the midterm elections. It seems to be leaning strongly GOP, according to many polls. But even if there are, well, you've identified 30 U.S. senators with Marxist and communist connections, and some of those are going to remain no matter what happens, it seems. Tell us about those senators and your security risk senators' books.
Well, that's right. See, U.S. senators negotiate treaties. U.S. senators, they gave us a nuclear deal with Iran, for instance. They negotiate with the United Nations and international bodies. They negotiate with foreign countries. Now, do you not think foreign agents would be very, very interested in co-opting U.S. senators?
Yes, they would.
You imagine if you were Xi Jinping. Do you want to get in? You want to take America down. That's your goal. But do you want to get into a multi-billion dollar trade war, which is going to turn your own people against you? Do you want to get into a multi-trillion dollar shooting war before you are fully ready? Or would you rather spend a couple of billion dollars buying up U.S. senators?
Right.
What would you do?
Well, and it's amazing how cheaply these senators are bought. That's what's shocking to me. They'll sell out for almost nothing.
Yeah, a trip up the Yangtze River, a shear tip, some tuition for their kids, whatever. These people can be brought pretty cheaply. Some of them are brought, are ideologically sympathetic to the Chinese. I would say Dianne Feinstein would be an example of that. Judy Chu in the Congress is certainly an example of that. But many of them are just brought in by business deals. The old Soviet communists, they had to use ideology to recruit people because they didn't have a lot of money. Well, the Chinese can use ideology to recruit the left and money to recruit the left, and the right, they use money.
Yes.
But either way, they have you. And Radcliffe, Trump's intelligence advisor, said a year or two ago, he said the Chinese Communist Party had compromised so many American Congress members, they could now determine which legislation passes the Congress and which doesn't.
Yeah.
That should horrify every American, no matter what political stripe you are.
Well, you already mentioned Senator Feinstein. I think our listeners are familiar with the fact that Feinstein's office had, I believe, turned over identities of mainland Chinese Chinese dissidents who were going to the senator's office to seek help. She would turn over their copies of their passports to the CCP to have their family members kidnapped and threatened and coerced and things like that. Is that something that you are aware of happening as well?
I was not aware of that. Had I been aware of that, I would have included it. Look, Feinstein has been working. First, she worked with the pro-Soviet communists. Then she worked with the Chinese. She'd been working with the communists of one stripe or another since the 1950s, since she was at Stanford University. But we all know that she had a Chinese spy on her payroll. But when he was exposed, she said, well, he was my driver. He was her office manager. He was getting Defense Department documents across his desk. He was close. He worked closely with Christine Fong, who was the spy that seduced Eric Swalwell, who's also serving on the House Intelligence Committee. But Dianne Feinstein's greatest crime, I believe, was getting China into the World Trade Organization. That turned China into from a third-rate power into a first-rate power. She set that up. She's had deep relations with the Chinese Communist Party for decades. She is sympathetic to communism, and she's happy to get money as well. Now, she is one of the top dangers in the U.S. Senate.
Absolutely. I'm just trying to remember, was that in the early 1990s when that WTO decision was made?
Yeah, about 97, I think it was, 97, okay. 99. She was warned by the FBI just before that the Chinese were targeting her.
Yes. Okay.
But it didn't. I think that was just one of the warnings they give. It really means to say, we know what you're doing, but we'll pretend we don't, but you better watch out because they're coming after you.
Wow. All right. What other senators, or let's say those running for the Senate, do you believe are also compromised or influenced, indoctrinated, or just paid off?
Well, if you look at Raphael Warnock, for instance, in Georgia, now that's a critical seat. Raphael Warnock is a mentor, is the protege of James Cone, the father of Black liberation theology. He's also he served his time, learned at the Abyssinian Baptist Church in New York, the pastor of that Calvin. Just forgotten his last name, Calvin Butt, was a hardcore Marxist. He was inviting, you know, where the night that Martin Luther King was killed, Calvin Butts was a young radical in Atlanta, Georgia. He dragged out a whole bunch of Molotov cocktails. He went out, tried to burn down a church, burned down several businesses, and terrorized white people in their cars. He became a pastor at Abyssinian Baptist in Harlem. He mentored Warnock. Warnock grew up with Marxists. He came to Georgia. He was working with Democratic Socialists of America. He was working with Stacey Abrams' crowd. Stacey Abrams is part of a Chinese voter registration linked network. He was very actively involved in that with a former leader of ACORN. He was working with some of the old Georgian communists who came down from the north in the civil rights era and set up co-ops and that sort of thing in Georgia. You know, he has been involved with straight up Marxism his entire political career.
Yeah, anybody paying attention can see this is an evil guy. But the thing is, these Marxists and communists, you know, they play to the gullibility of the left, and they pretend that they love America and they love liberty and they love freedoms and so on. But it's all an act for them, isn't it?
Well, Barack Obama used to talk about the Constitution all the time, did he not?
Yes, indeed.
But just by the way, because they know our language, you know, they get into the church. They know how Christians think. So they get into the churches and spread Marxism through there, like Warnock has done. But just incidentally, the other Georgia senator, John Ossoff, the first thing he did when he got elected was to ask Biden to appoint a man called Daniel Blackman to the head of the Environmental Protection Agency for the entire U.S. Southeast. We're talking Georgia and Tennessee and South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi. Now, Daniel Blackman is a card-carrying Marxist, a member of Democratic Socialists of America. So Ossoff gets this guy appointed his first action. This is the kind of thing these people are doing. They're appointing their Marxist friends to all sorts of key positions, and they're using that to undermine our economy, undermine our defenses, undermine our borders and anything else that keeps America on an even keel.
Absolutely. And would you say their goal is what? To weaken America's economy, to split the culture, split the family, to make America vulnerable to what? A takeover, an invasion, a collapse? What? Where does this come together?
All of the above. You know, these people are working to some degree or another for enemies like China, like Iran, who want to eliminate this country from the face of the earth, not just weaken us, not just make us economically dependent, but to actually take this country down.
And then do these leaders think that they're going to get a protected position if China takes over the United States? Do they not realize?
I think they think, well, this is not going to happen in my lifetime. So I'll let my kids worry about this. Or if it does, I'm protected class. I'll be okay. Some of them really believe that America is evil and their job is to bring socialism to America. They think they'll be the rulers of socialist America. They don't realize that China will be the ruler of socialist America and will eliminate people like them. Exactly. But either way, you know, I've read Soviet textbooks and they say this is a very difficult problem because the duty of a foreign agent or a spy is to get people in an enemy country to do things that will bring about their own destruction. That's their job.
Yes.
And that's not an easy thing to do, but greed, if you're short-sighted enough, if you're arrogant enough, you can be bought, you can be, you know, your ego can be tickled, you can be compromised, and you will betray your own country.
Well,
I think we have thousands of people betraying this country right now.
Oh, clearly. And Barack Obama was one of them, no doubt. I'm the one who characterized Barack as a sleeper cell agent.
Yeah, he was. Look, his whole life, from pre-birth to now, has been surrounded by Democratic Socialists of America or pro-Soviet or pro-Chinese communists. Every move he made, everything he's done. Look, he made a movie for Netflix recently. You know, he's showing how cool he is as a director. And the actual people he employed to direct it, one of them was a long-time Marxist, a leader of Democratic Socialists of America. So he could have employed anybody, but no, he has to employ a Marxist because those are his peeps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Now, you mentioned the Soviets as well. And, of course, I know you're familiar with Soviet defector Yuri Bezmianov. And he, told us, I think that was back in the late 80s or so, he told us exactly how this was going to happen, that the culture was going to be overrun, the people were going to be demoralized. And the demoralization seems to also include reducing morality, not just morale as in courage, but reducing morals so that your society has no more morals and no moral basis from which to function. That has been accomplished. It's incredible.
Well, that's right. So it's no surprise then that we have so many of our leaders who are on the take, because if society is generally pretty corrupt, what do you think our leaders are going to be like when they have way more opportunity to sell us out than we do, who have access to some of the most important information in the world and some of the greatest influence in the world? Do you not think some of these people are going to sell us out to Iran or China or Cuba or the local communists? There are no background checks in Congress. There's no security clearances in the Senate or the Congress. What do you think is going to happen given those circumstances?
There's not even like a history IQ check. You know, they don't even have to be familiar with the Constitution at all to be a member of Congress, right?
Well, that's right. And if they probably wouldn't like learning about it, because then they might feel a little bit guilty when they're betraying it. But, you know, right now it's just blissful ignorance for them. But, right. But you know, as I repeat my claim, there's at least 30 U.S. senators and 100 Congress members, including the heads of every single major committee in Congress and the U.S. Senate, who couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus. But there are no background checks. See, this is like, and the FBI doesn't dare to touch them, because do you think the FBI, or even if the FBI wasn't compromised, even if the FBI was doing its job, do you think they're going to go up against the Judiciary Committee that pays their salaries?
No.
And say, look, Mr. Nadler, the head of the Judiciary Committee, you're a Marxist. We need to investigate you. Is that all right? We need to investigate at least 100 of your colleagues for working for the Chinese and the Iranians and the Cubans and the Communist Party. Do you mind, Mr. Nadler? Is that all right? What do you think is going to happen to their budget next year?
Yeah, exactly.
So the FBI doesn't dare touch these people, even if they wanted to. The media covers for them, and there's no background checks or security clearances or loyalty oaths to catch them out. So therefore, America's biggest problem right now is we are being sold out by foreign operatives who have compromised our leaders, who have bought our leaders, who have elected our leaders, who have blackmailed our leaders, who have compromised our leaders. We are being run right now, I believe, by Susan Rice and Barack Obama and Xi Jinping. I think it's that bad right now.
Now, tell us what you know about Mark Kelly running for Senate in the in Arizona against, I believe, Blake Masters. It's a very tight race right now. Carrie Lake seems to be polling strongly there, but people think Mark Kelly is just this astronaut. But there's much more to the story, isn't there?
Look, Mark Kelly used to flog Chinese vitamin supplements from outer space. Mark Kelly met his wife, Gabrielle Giffords, who was later tragically shot in an incident in Arizona. He met her at a Chinese leaders meeting in 2003, set up by the Chinese Communist Party's consultative committee. It was at a Communist Party gathering that they met. He was actively involved in several businesses with China, including with high-ranking Communist Party officials over several years, and right up until very, very recent times. The man is completely compromised by his Chinese connections. But we also found out that he's working with some people connected to NIAC, which is the National Iranian Action Committee, and they are the main lobby group for the mullahs in America. They are lobbying for a resumption of the Iran nuclear deal, which they want, which Trump canceled. And they are putting pressure on Mark Kelly to deliver that. He has said he will vote for it. He's very heavily tied in with a local Arizona woman who's part of NIAC, who did her thesis at Stanford, I believe, on the Iran nuclear deal. But he's endorsing her. She's supporting him. She's getting votes for him. She's working together. That is an Iranian influence operation, and he's right smack in the middle of it. So he's influenced by both Iran and Communist China.
Yeah, I've noticed there's a lot of establishment money being thrown in his campaign there in Arizona, a ton of money.
Mm.
That's obviously not all from Arizona.
Well, who owns the establishment? Who owns Wall Street? You know, is Wall Street ever going to stand up to China when they're so deeply embedded with China? The DNC is deeply in bed with China. You know, this is the thing. Once these people get compromised, they have to protect each other, because if somebody cracks, they know this could, you know, start a chain reaction that leads to them. So Mark Kelly, they know Mark Kelly's compromised, but they know they're compromised. So they got to protect Mark Kelly. You know, we are living in a country where it's the people, it's not Republican Democrat so much, it's the people versus China and Iran and other countries that have compromised our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mark Levin wrote this book, American Marxism, which was a very good book, but he completely missed the point. The American Revolution is run from overseas, and nobody's stopping it. It's run from China. It's run from Cuba. It's run from Iran. It's run from Venezuela. It's still run from Russia to a degree. So, you know, this is the number one problem we have. Our government isn't run by Americans.
Yeah, and also elections. So there was an arrest in the last 2 weeks. I forgot the man's name. You know what I'm talking about? That voting technology company was absolutely sharing data with China.
Connect, I think it's called.
Yeah, you've got it. And remember, that was called a conspiracy theory, that idea that China could be looking at voter data. But actually, it looks like some data is passed through China. So my question to you, Mr. Loudon, do you believe that the midterm elections coming up here, are they secure enough to have a real election, or is it so totally rigged that it's beyond hope?
Look, I think the Republicans won Virginia. They have won several local races. They have won school board races in Wisconsin and Texas and many other places. I think there is rigging. I think there is cheating. But I think the red wave is going to be big enough that it's going to swamp most of that. I think a lot of states like Florida have done quite a lot of work on election integrity. It's not enough to satisfy me. I won't be satisfied till we go back to paper ballots and full voter ID.
Yes.
But I think some work has been done, and I think the Republicans will have a very, very good election. Well, I'm certainly hoping so, and that will give us a little bit of a breathing space and a little bit of a fighting chance to start to claw things back. The danger will be, you know, is China, is they going to start a war between now and then? You know, is Biden going to use that as an excuse to postpone the elections or even cancel the elections? Both Russia and China are getting ready for war right now. It's not going to take much to pull that trigger, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've interviewed other guests who believe that China is about to attack America. And of course, over the weekend, there's been a lot of news about this dirty bomb in Ukraine. And Russia sending out all these alerts, calling the State Department officials essentially around the world saying, hey, we didn't put that bomb there. Ukraine did, and they're going to set it off and try to blame us. So you can see that there are things that are being coordinated to start World War III potentially in the next week, literally, before the elections.
That's right. Well, you know, and this is what worries me, you know. We're going to need God's help here, because I tell you what, we're in trouble. You know, if you were Xi Jinping or Vladimir Putin, would you want Biden, the Democrats out of power?
No.
When they're giving them everything they want?
No, you would want them in power, for sure.
Absolutely. You don't want some crazy person like Donald Trump coming back, or Ron DeSantis or someone like that who actually believes in defending America, do you?
No.
You know, look, Donald Trump presided over 4 years of the greatest peace we have known for decades. As soon as he was out of power, we had the Afghan debacle, which I believe was completely deliberate. North Korea's rattling its sabers. China's rattling its sabers. Russia has invaded Ukraine. Iran is doing stuff in the Middle East. We've had a massive border surge. God knows how many foreign agents are coming across that border. We've had the whole world of balance of power is tilting now. Within a year or two of the change of president, don't ever tell me elections don't make a difference. Right. This is all happening because Biden, who has basically worked with the Russians and the Chinese his entire political career when he wasn't working with the Iranians, is really there to put us under. You know, if Joe Biden was a fully paid up Chinese agent whose goal was to destroy the United States military, alter the world balance of power, wreck the U.S. economy, destroy the U.S. middle class, what would he be doing differently than he has done?
Nothing.
Top marks.
All righty. I got news for you, Trevor. Joe Biden was a very well paid. The Biden crime cartel was very well paid by China. Some say that they got over $1 billion from China. But anyhow, Wendy, what do you think of all that?
Well, it's a mess. It totally is. I mean, you know, when you have a certain party in power like we have now, you notice there's more deaths going on. There's more shootings going on. There's more upheaval going on. They're just a wrecking ball.
They're communists. They're the enemies of America. They want to reduce us to third world status. But much more than that, and it's hard for people to wrap their brains around it. But God's word, the Bible, is extremely clear, extremely. It doesn't in any way stutter. All of the things that these people hold to, all of these things, according to the word of God, these are Satan's children. The Lord describes them as Satan's children, Satan's children. So our fight is, again, with Satan's children out there. And so, anyhow, I'm going to open the phone lines and take some calls. We already had a call, people asking about adrenochrome. What do you know about adrenochrome? Well, we know what it is. It's the substance within they get from children out of their blood when children are frightened. They produce this chemical within their blood, and the effect, it has an effect upon the wicked, the evil, the ungodly, the satanic. It gives them a high, doesn't it?
I suppose, but the adrenal glands release, you know, the fight or flight substance, you know, so when you're fearful and afraid. And, yeah, that gets into the bloodstream, and it supposedly heightens your senses, makes you more stronger, faster. It's sick what they're doing.
It's very, very sick. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888. All right. Wendy, are you going to stick around for a while, or are you going past your limit? Because everybody's going to want to talk to you.
Well, I'm going to be on tomorrow night, so I think we can probably pull some double duty tomorrow night. But I have had an early morning today, and I'm kind of pooped.
All righty. Well, give me 3 more minutes. I'm going to go to Bob, and then you can go right at 3
okay.
minutes.
Hello, Wendy. How you doing?
Okay.
You were talking about that vaccine and everything, and how it they have they can change.
Hey, Bob, turn your radio down. Bob, turn your radio down. We're getting all kinds of feedback.
Sorry. Oh wow. I'm sorry. I wasn't doing that. I know you were talking about how they that vaccine has things in it where they can control or will start to make your system deteriorate. That now, isn't that something on the effect, like as a Manchurian candidate?
I
mean, as far as being able to make certain things in your body go maybe into your brain, and then all of a sudden that would trick something where they'd be able to start controlling your thinking and things like that. I know you're an expert on that.
Well, that's an interesting thought. I mean, they're getting more sophisticated with protein switches. Have you noticed that there's a certain age group that get in the males that get the myocarditis, and it's probably linked somehow to testosterone level. Okay, because the myocarditis isn't happening in the older males; it's just the vital young males. So how do you take over a country by taking out the vital male?
Understood. Mm-hmm. Understood. But I mean, definitely like that. But now I know that, all right, real quickly, that the Texas shooting right there, I think I heard it on this program, Pastor Ernie. Somehow there was a reconnaissance plane, military, which never goes over that area. I think when the kid ran into the pole, the tree or whatever else like that, they were going down, and then they were there, and then all of a sudden when he started shooting and everything else like that, the reconnaissance plane left again. Never goes there. There's no reason for them to go there. So what I'm thinking is, like, and of course I think I heard that could be like a Manchurian candidate, because him and the other guy were in a mental institution for a while. So I mean, they might have set him off maybe what with the tree and assume or whatever. As soon as he started shooting, they knew whatever it was to trip his mind to do what they wanted.
Everything about that was questionable. Look, if you're there and a guy is in there and he's shooting children, are you going to stand outside there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes? No. You're going to go in. And these cops were told to stand down while that was happening there. There's something very, very wrong about that whole thing until there was enough people killed. You know, I can,
for sure.
Yeah.
I'll let you go. I know you got other people calling. Thank you very much. Have a blessed night, people.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
All right, Wendy, you can go get that beauty sleep, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. We'll talk then.
God bless. Love you. Okay.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. There you go.
We got Todd.
Jesus, sweetheart. Todd, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie.
Hi, Todd.
Could I ask you two questions?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
2 weeks ago, when you talked about Franklin Graham and Dr. Charles Stanley, you had constructive criticism, and I would like to have you elaborate on Dr. Charles Stanley so you could educate me on him, because I think he's one of the top five Bible scholars in the country. And my second question is, when you talked about Pope Francis, how do you know that wasn't fake news, and what's your source?
Well, actually, the source come from the Vatican newspaper. We read it right out of there. They have some people in there that, and then there's that bishop also that we've often played him, and I'm trying to remember his name right now offhand. I can't remember, but he's a very, very well-known Catholic bishop who's taken a lot of stands against the Pope. He has stood up many, many times against the Pope.
Can you tell me about Dr. Stanley?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Stanley I would say, yes, he's a Bible scholar. And like the Apostle Paul says, you know, I thank the good Lord for any preacher out there that's preaching the gospel, okay? But you'll notice a few things about that. I remember some years ago, we had an Operation Rescue there in Atlanta. And we needed places to park our cars. And we went over to his church. He had a huge, huge parking lot. And he would not let the pastors, the Christians, park their cars out there. And he made this statement: when they start arresting our people for praying, I'll lead the parade. Well, guess what? Within a week went by, they arrested 10 pastors right in front of his church, right on the sidewalk in front of his church. And those 10 pastors asked him, Charles, where are you? Are you going to come out and lead us? But as far as that goes, what I was saying is this. If Charles Stanley and Franklin Graham, I appreciate Franklin Graham to no end. The Samaritan's Purse is a great, great thing. We support that. I support it. But the thing of it is, what if Franklin Graham and Charles Stanley and all of these others were to come out and do what we're doing, like they did in the old times in the Bibles, and call them, Mr. Biden, what you're doing is a sin. Mr. Biden, abortion is murder. Mr. Biden, you're promoting these children to have this, to get mutilated, the little girls to be turned into boys, the boys into girls. What if they were to come out and boldly, like Peter did, like John the Baptist did, and boldly speak out the way some pastors in this country are? If enough of them were doing that, the fake news media couldn't keep it quiet. And I can tell you, it would make one heck of a difference if they had the courage to come out and boldly say, Joe Biden, you need to repent, or you're going to perish, Joe Biden. You need to repent, or you're going to perish. And that's what I'm saying right there.
Thank you, Pastor Ernie. You educate me so much.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. All righty. Let's go to Ray in Philly. Ray, you're in the air.
Good evening, Pastor. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How's things there in Philly? Oh, you're in a tough neighborhood, aren't you?
Yeah, tough neighborhood. I'm just watching that debate, you know, what's going on with Fetterman and Dr. Oz.
And
there. Very big concern.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. I'm not trying to be mean or ugly, but
that's okay.
You know, the people in Pennsylvania couldn't be very smart to elect that guy to begin with, Fetterman.
This
Fetterman is anti-life. He's anti-God. Did you ever see the tattoos he has on his hand, on his arms? Those tattoos are promoting satanic sayings.
I didn't think they were for a good purpose.
No, they're not.
I don't think he's for a good purpose either.
No.
We'll see what happens in 13 or 14 days. So, anyway, I question. You know, I'm really aghast at what's taking place in this country with the transgender and the gay and et cetera. I mean, I've come to read an article in the particular newspaper that is a $5 billion business.
And what, death?
Transgenderism.
Oh yeah. It's growing and growing. They're promoting. Yeah. They're pushing, and the parents don't even know about what is happening with these children. And they're.
I know.
This is why I'm telling people. If you love your children, get them out of the public schools. Get them out of there. Get them out of there. For 50 years, I've been begging people to keep their kids out of there.
And as far as what took place in California with Gavin Newsom signing that, did he sign an infanticide bill making it legal for abortion of the 28 days after the baby is born?
Yeah.
So that is correct then. All right. And I was reading that correct.
Yeah.
So what is it now that Roe v. Wade is overturned? They're going. It's like Satan has all his minions on this earth, trying to take advantage of every child, and no matter what happens, the evil will just continue.
Well, absolutely. Here you go. I've got an article here. Now Biden wants universally federally paid abortion leave. Joe Biden expressed support for federally funded leave and child care services for women seeking abortions in this video aiming Sunday. According, well, he's talking about what's in the video. He goes on to say, Biden told the NOW that he supports paying women to undergo abortions for child care and travel expenses, according to Axios. Biden is wicked. Biden is an evil, evil man.
I agree.
And according to his own daughter, he's a pedophile, too.
I do believe that. Yes, I do believe it. So, but anyway, I just wanted to clarify that with what happened with California. And I appreciate you and your program. And you take care and be blessed.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Remember when the former governor of Virginia wanted to do the same thing. Remember, he was saying, well, a woman should have take some time even after the baby's born. There should be a certain period of time if they discover some defects and things in the baby that they didn't know about. They should be able to decide to kill the baby then, too. Folks, that is sick. That is really sick. You know, he goes on to say here, that a reporter had asked him whether he supported a federally funded version of the efforts private companies are taking to financially support women who want abortion. The answer is absolutely, I do support that, and I have publicly urged companies to do that, he said. I've urged them publicly as President of the United States. You're not the President of the United States. You're a usurper, Joe Biden, and you are as illegitimate, okay? You are as illegitimate as can be, and you're a wicked man. You're a very wicked man. God's word in the Bible says, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. So choose life. And Joe Biden, you have chosen death. And the Bible says, Joe, God has said, repent or perish. Joe Biden, God has said, repent or perish. You better pay attention. Here, Cliff. Let's go to, we got Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, the previous caller, he can go to LifeSiteNews.com. They have lots of information on the Pope, LifeSiteNews.com, and that bishop is Vigio. That's been publicly in hiding. That's against the Pope. Goes all the way back to World War II in Italy. Very articulate. But also one more reference is I found, I'll just mention one tonight, but there's a book on Audible called Nuclear Folly. Nuclear Folly was about $17, and it's current, and it goes back over the Cuban Missile Crisis. But it seems interesting so far, so just, you know, we're talking about potential nuclear war. That might be an interesting book. But my question would be about Proverbs chapter 10. It looks like around the last three or four verses. It says the righteous shall not be removed. And that kind of implies that some people will be removed. What do you think of that?
Well, let me go to Proverbs 10 and see.
Yeah, it's towards the end. It's like the last three or four verses it's talking about that. But it specifically uses that word remove.
Okay, Proverbs. All right, towards the end.
It's around verse like 30, 29, 30.
Well, he says in verse 27, the fear of the Lord prolongeth the days, but the fears of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. Then he goes on to say, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, and destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Oh, there you go. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. Okay, so what's going to happen? Remember, when the Lord, he is going to cleanse the earth. Okay, and when he cleanses the earth, you know, we're going to live on the earth. There will be a new heaven and a new earth, and we will live there. But where will the wicked go? The wicked will be in the lake of fire, won't they?
Yeah. But it is interesting that word removed does imply that some will be removed, or, you know, it could go either way depending on yourself.
Well, you know, the Bibles, they always have usually more than one application. But it says, the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. You know, that talks about, that could have more than one application as God has removed. Remember, there's been times when God has destroyed complete nations. And, you know, look what he did back at the time of the flood. And so it has that application also.
Right. What would be like a present-day example that could possibly happen in the near term?
Well, I would have to say what is taking place right now in a lot of countries in this world where there's a lot of persecution, but God is going to bring a judgment, and the judgment's going to come, and I think it's going to come swiftly. To some of these countries, we may see, you know, they're pushing hard for nuclear war. If they go that way, I think if they go that way, they're probably going to go with the neutron bombs, because it destroys mostly people, and you know, you can limit the area of that. I think that would probably be where it would start. But what would happen is you would have mass murder, okay? Even as it is right now, just think about, you know, all of these people that took the poisonous poke, you know. If you look at the people that are fighting it, the people, I don't know one single person out there that refuses to take that lethal shot. That's not a Christian. Every single person that I know out there that's refusing that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of people that aren't Christians that are refusing it, but all of them that I know and are Christians. What do you think?
Well, I think people should, even if they're non-Christian, they should be knowledgeable about what's going on. I mean, why are they putting their trust in that? It is unbelievable that it's happening right in the U.S. I think it's going to end this country because we're exporting this to other countries. And, you know, nobody's talking about that. I think these people are going to come back after either the U.S., basically, because Pfizer, for example, is a U.S.-based company. There was a thing, a clip on the David Knight Show podcast. It talked from India. They said the terrorists in Pakistan, and they said the terrorist company from the USA, Pfizer. So when they start saying that, there's going to be retribution from.
Yeah, there is. Let me correct myself, because when I think of it, the Muslims also, most Muslims refuse to take the shot too. So maybe it's not just, but think about this too. The Biden crime family has kept the door open in the border. They're the gatekeepers. And we don't know how many terrorists have come into this country. Probably thousands of them have come into this country. And they're there. They're sleeper cells waiting. And you're right. Again, folks, this is why we have to. And boy, I'm going to tell you, don't ever say in front of me, "Well, why should I vote? My vote don't count." Well, you know there's going to be election fraud, but we can overcome it if enough people come out there and vote. We've got to take our country back. We've got to take it back. And so, again, I don't know, you know, what else to tell you but that.
Yeah, but you know, it's good that you're giving as much information as can give about the shot, because even the wicked people should be made aware of what's going on. I mean, this is just sheer poison. Nobody on the planet has been helped in terms of the virus from taking this. Not 1%. It hasn't helped. It's just injured or killed people, basically.
Well, in that article I just wrote, it said you're 4 times likely to get COVID if you've had the shot. You're 4 times more likely to get it if you've had the shot than if you haven't had the shot. And so all of these people, look how many times Biden's had COVID. All of these people that have taken their shots, and, you know, it's just an amazing thing.
You know, he took another booster today, and somebody said, "Good." You know?
Yeah.
I was talking to someone. In other words, good riddance, you know. Another thing that's interesting, you're hearing reports. There was an article in the Atlantic magazine, and it broke down about how this doctor in Belgium that's actually part of the distribution of the vaccine, the top doctor in Belgium, this guy Mike, initially got cancer at the site of where he took the vaccine, and he was monitoring it, and then he took a booster, and all of a sudden his cancer just like rapidly spread. And you know, he's still like almost like in denial. He's like, "I'll get another booster." But this guy's 67 years old, and the article's in the Atlantic magazine, but the article's written to where the author kind of is not admitting that this could be widespread, not just a limited amount of people getting they're calling it hyper cancer.
Well, yeah, I've been reading about that. That it's spreading. People that taking the shots are much, much more likely to come down with cancer than those that haven't. But I got to move on now because we're out of time. But thanks for calling. Okay, here you go. Folks, are you going to heaven or hell? That's the question we talk about. Now, the Bible here, right here, teaches that many seemingly good people are going to hell. What? Good people going to hell? Yeah. Because the Bible says all have sinned. We read that. How many times have we preached on that? Romans 3:23. "For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not." He's talking about those apart from Christ, you know. Your good works are like filthy rags apart from Christ. Ecclesiastes 7:20. Sin has a price, folks. Sin has a price. The Bible states that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:4. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Now, you might be wondering what happens to people who die in their sins. The Bible teaches that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, folks, that's real. Listen to me. What I'm telling you is real. This is the real thing. This world you're living in, folks, it is very, 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 well, what can I tell you? It's like a vapor that appears before an instant and then it's gone. Is there any hope? Yes, God sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, into the world to pay the penalty for your sins, because that's what God demanded. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's one of the most, well, that's the best known verse in all the Bible, John 3:16. But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. The Bible tells us that God desires to save everyone. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. John 6:37. So do you want to be saved? The Bible teaches that there are several things you must do in order to be saved. First, you must realize that there's nothing you can do to make yourself worthy of heaven. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, Titus 3:5. Secondly, you must repent of your sins. God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17:30. Repentance really is a change of heart, which causes you to turn toward God and away from your present way of life. The third thing you must do is to believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. The last thing you must do is to receive Christ as your personal Savior. But as many as received him, the Lord Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, John 1:12. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10:13. Salvation is free to all who will place their faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, Ephesians 2:8-9. The way to be saved is so simple. Yet many refuse to be saved. They will not accept Jesus Christ alone for salvation of sin and its penalty. They refuse to believe that the Lord Jesus is powerful enough to save them by himself. Well, folks, do you believe that? Heaven or hell, which one will you choose? Jesus Christ awaits your choice, folks. We're out of time for tonight, and all you folks out there, listen, I don't hate our enemies. I feel bad for them. I realize what their future is going to be if they refuse to repent. Well, until tomorrow, we want to say like we do at this time every night, good night, God bless, and always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.